This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The Young Voices program begins its seventh season this spring. The Santa Fe Opera is again offering an opportunity for high school-aged singers from around the state to work with professional opera artists and musicians in a rigorous, no-charge vocal training program. With us this morning is the creator and director of the Young Voices program from the Santa Fe Opera, Kurt Pavitt. Kurt, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Spencer.
This is the seventh season, I just said. Give us an idea of what some of the graduates are up to now.
Well, we've had some young people that were in the program 3 to 4 years, so they were in the very early days. One is now finishing his senior year at Texas Tech, and he was on a very large scholarship. And he's now going on full scholarship to University of Michigan. Then we have another boy who received the highest scholarship they've ever given a freshman, University of Texas at Austin, a tenor.
Wow. In other words, some great success with the kids you've been
working
with.
Absolutely, yes.
And your answer also tells us that one of the reasons behind the program is to prepare kids for exactly those kind of educational programs.
Exactly. I'm not sure when we started that even I knew what would happen. It was my idea to try to share teaching and coaching and exposure to excellence for these kids with people that I knew, Kathleen Clausen, who is the main voice teacher, Robert Tweeten, who works head of music staff. We provided master classes with important singers from other places and also from this area, Marilyn Tyler. So when we started, I just wanted to give them a taste of what great singing is all about, because these people were heard in audition to get into the program. And they all showed some fire in the belly for wanting to sing. Pretty soon, it became apparent that we were preparing them and that they wanted to go on in college and major in music, particularly in voice. So then we realized, yes, there is a need for this, and we're happy to fill that need. You know, the Santa Fe Opera has a long tradition of education programs. I mean, I work in the education department, part of what I do, and the long tradition began when John Crosby started the company, when he created the very first apprentice program in the whole country. He did this in 1957, and it has become, if not one of the greatest training programs for young artists making that transition from college to professional singing. And in that tradition, that was another reason I wanted to do something at the high school level, because wouldn't it be nice to eventually have someone who starts out in the Young Voices program, goes on to college, and then comes back and auditions and gets into the apprentice program? That would be a lovely thing. And so I wanted to give that opportunity to high school students, and it's worked out really well.
You used the word excellence. The process here is quite rigorous.
Process, that's a good word, because it is a process. And that's one of the things we try to teach them. It's about excellence and discipline, and that the striving for excellence cannot come without a rigorous discipline in your work habits. And we thought that that would be something that might have resonance in other parts of their lives as well.
Of course, yes.
And so that was a good thing. It was always instilled in me when I was growing up and studying, particularly at college, that there are no shortcuts. And we tried to instill that into these kids. Repetition, that's another word I like to use. I'll never forget one of the first lessons I ever gave to a girl. I was warming her up. I said to her, "Would you like to write some of this down?" And she said, "Are you kidding? As many times as you made me do that, I'll never forget it for the rest of my life." I thought that was a good thing.
Right.
So yes, excellence is important to me. Music requires it. It's a process. It's a succession of things, and it really pays off. One of the other things that they get from this, we've provided an atmosphere and a comfortable place where they can share their love for singing and their passion for it with other people that share that, that have that as well. And that's very important, I think. It's comfortable because you have other people that are doing it with you.
Right. Congratulations. The Santa Fe Opera's 7th annual Young Voices program will be auditioning high school-aged singers in Albuquerque Saturday, May 4th, and on Sunday, May 5th in Santa Fe. Applications are due by April 26th. Go to santafeopera.org and click on Community and Youth Activities. Our guest has been the head of the Young Voices program, Kurt Pavitt. Kurt, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.